गुड मॉर्निंग बे एरिया, आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो जिंदगी 1170 AM और शो शुरू होने वाला है रियल एस्टेट कॉर्नर वे यू हैव अ डेट विद रियल एस्टेट ब्रोकर जीवन जुच्ची एंड एक्सपर्ट मॉर्गेज ब्रोकर जॉर्ज डुआर्टे. So let me give the information first. Jeevan Zuchi, he was a real estate broker and he specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings and businesses. And to contact him, you can call 510-589-3702 or you can visit his website, which is by his name, jeevanzuchi.com, Zuchi with a Z in it, or you can email him at jeevanzuchi@gmail.com. And for our expert mortgage broker, George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. George can help you in your mortgage needs, your purchases, financing, refinancing of homes and real estate too. So you can also contact him through his website, which is by the same name, georgeduarte.com, DUARTE.com, or you can email him at georgelduarte@gmail.com. So let's welcome the guys on air. And before that, I would like to inform you that we have a special guest. We have Felix with us, who is a certified inspector, home inspector, and he will be sharing his insights too. Good morning and welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are waiting for Jeevan. He'll be here soon.
Right, right. So, well, good morning, everyone. Hello, Bay Area. I hope everyone is having a lovely day so far. And this is George, so I thought we'd cover a few items before we launch into our guest, Felix, the home inspector.
And I would like to add one thing very quickly, that this is a call-in show, guys. So you can call 510-657-1170 with all your real estate and mortgage-related questions. So do call 510-657-1170. We have our experts with us till 11 a.m. Go ahead, George.
We do. Yes. Good morning. Okay. So today the Dow is up almost 400 points.
Good news.
Yes. It's we're at 24,749 mm-hmm. as of a little while ago. The NASDAQ is up at 7,173, up 141. The S&P 500 is at 2,678, up also 41. And gold, which we always love, actually is up. It's $1,250 per ounce, and silver is at $14.77 an ounce, also up, very nice. And the very important 10-year bond yield is at 2.90. That's really good for rates. So we're looking at rates really in the mid-4s right now, which is nice. It's about half down, half a percent, was just 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that's real good news. And mortgage applications to purchase a home are up 3% and are now up 3.6% from this time last year. People are recognizing to try and get in and take advantage of the availability of properties and the softening of the rates. Refinances also are up 2% from last week. And the refinance share of mortgage activity increased to 42% of total applications. And the core rate of inflation rose only by 0.2% month over month. So that's also in line with expectations. So things are real good here at the end of the year with lots of properties available. And the rates are good. So for those of you who can avoid being distracted from the holidays and paying attention from shopping and those sorts of things, if you're in the market, it might be a real good time to take a look at this. And speaking of that, if you've been waiting to save 20% for a down payment, you might be missing the boat. About 60% or more of home buyers actually put down less than 6% for their home purchase. Very important to understand. Don't wait for that 20%, because around here in the Bay Area, 20% of $800,000 house is $160,000. So that's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. Another item is that you might try to be finding a home that's way under budget, but if it's in need of major TLC and work, you'll want to factor that in if you really want to do that type of work, and we'll have our guest Felix addressing that a little bit sooner. Another item that's very important is that people go online to check property values, And several real estate websites, who shall remain nameless at the moment, offer home value estimator to see what a home is worth. But this is a ballpark on value and not a fact. It's based upon what's called an AVM, Automated Valuation Model. And it may or may not be accurate. So it's very important to get an actual estimate of value if you are listing your property for sale. Get a comparative market analysis from a realtor. Or if you want to be real in-depth about it, get an appraisal. So we can talk about that as well. So at this point, I would like to welcome Jivan with us. Good afternoon, Jivan. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
So I thought you could swing in here and say hello a little bit, and then we can launch into our guest speaker.
Absolutely. You know, you brought this very, very important topic up, and it is about, you know, all these sites giving you valuation. And you suddenly wonder, what are they talking about? They are pretty off, and sometimes it's less, and sometimes it's more. So, as you said, the property needs to be, you know, appraised, and it needs to basically be, evaluated for exact price and exact details. I would quickly take a minute to basically talk about something that I last week and early this week also. You know, people talk about these, buying a home, not buying a home, and the economy, and, you know, so much is looming on their minds right now. But, I would like to say that, you know, everyone should realize that unless you are living somewhere rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. Buying your own home provides you with a form of forced savings that allows you to use your monthly housing costs to increase your family's wealth. Every month that you pay your mortgage, you are paying off a portion of the debt that you took on to purchase your home. Therefore, you own a little bit more of your home every month in the form of home equity. As your home's value increases, you also gain home equity. You know, there's a report, George, the Pulsenomics. And Pulsenomics surveys a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists, and asks them to project how residential home prices will appreciate over the next 5 years for their home price expectation survey. You know, HPES.
Mm-hmm.
The latest data from their 2018 survey revealed that home prices are expected to round out the year 5.8% higher than they were in January. For the next 5 years, home values will appreciate by an average of nearly 3% a year. This is still great news for homeowners. For example, let's assume a young couple purchases and closes on a $250,000 home in January. Simply through their home appreciating in value, those homeowners can build their home equity by nearly $40,000 over the next 5 years. In many cases, home equity is a large portion of a family's overall net worth. Bottom line, if you plan for 2019, includes entering the housing market to purchase a home, whether it's your first or your fifth or your seventh, meet with a local real estate professional who can help you understand where prices are headed in your area. So on that note, I'm again going to urge our listeners out there that don't panic. You know, the market changes from time to time. Those who are newer in this country, we have seen this happening over past 45 years. These are cycles, but the bottom line is buy your dream home now and, you know, get your tax benefits, get your, build your equity as we just talked about, and live in a beautiful area where you can raise your family and children. And, you know, if you need any help, I have several homes. I can help you. Jeevan Jutshi, thank you.
So let me give the information once more before we invite our guest to speak. So you are listening to Real Estate Corner, listeners, and we have real estate broker Jeevan Jutshi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte with us. And if you want to contact Jeevan Jutshi, the number to call is 510-589-3702. Or you can visit his website, jeevanjutshi.com, Jutshi with a Z in it. And for George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. Or you can visit his website, which is by the same name, georgeduarte.com, D-U-A-R-T-E. So georgeduarte.com. And with that, I am reminding listeners once more that you can call in the studio. 510-657-1170 is the number. Call and stump the broker. That's what we do every week. And let me invite Felix to share his thoughts on home inspection with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, often enough I'm asked, what's the difference between a home inspector and an appraiser? I said, well, the first thing you have to understand that home inspectors should be certified in the state of California. We are not licensed. We are one of the many states that are not licensed inspectors. As a certified inspector, you want to make sure also what organization do they belong to. I happen to be with the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI. There are CREA, NAHI, and NACHI. There are four different divisions in the state of California. Length of time. I started my business in 2004, went to an academy, and then had a mentorship for over 6 months with one of my senior inspectors. 2005, I actually began Home Savvy Inspection and been going strong ever since. Appraisers are looking through a different glass eye. They're looking for the condition of the home, for the value of the home that are comparable in the neighborhood, to be able to report that back to not only to their finance department or to the bank, as well as to the realtors. A home inspector, we look through rose eyes, where we try not to be skewed by what is present, but the condition at the time it stands. In other words, are there any health and safety items that need to be addressed? Any major deficiencies that need to be addressed? Also, what are the conditions of the things that were remodeled? Do they meet today's standards? We try not to use the word code because we're not a city inspector. We are strictly working for the buyer or the seller. So with that in mind, we try to share all our findings in a comparable report with either agency, whether that, again, is for the listing agent or the selling agent, and then they go ahead and report that back to their clients, and based on the report, will depend on how they want to proceed with either the listing, whether they repair it or not, or disclose it, and as well as the buying, the selling agent, how they want to proceed with the process. One of the things I always try to explain to my purchaser, first-time home buyers especially, every home is not going to be perfect. If you're buying a 1950 or 2018 home, in most cases I will find something that may be a little skewed. But what I try to do is, in layman's term, try to explain to them what is the best process and who is the best person to be brought into that particular situation to be able to perform the corrective action.
To mend that problem.
To mend the problem.
Yes.
One of the things also is, why get a home inspector with a new development? I have had several this year that I was a little taken back by some of the workmanship. And I know that the developers all do their due diligence to obey by the quality of their profession and their standards. But then we have to keep in mind, as I found in one case, that subcontractors are brought in. And sometimes they don't find all the standards. So that's why having a home inspector go into an attic or crawl under the home to make sure that what we see follows and is within the standards of that jurisdiction. I will say that I could go to San Francisco, I could go to Fremont, I can go to Pleasanton, Modesto. Every jurisdiction is a little different, although we try to follow the same rules. Christmas. We're in the Christmas holiday spirit. One of the things I always try to impress on the sellers when I do listing and presentation is be careful with the amount of electrical plugs we use at one source. Strips are very dangerous when we put our Christmas trees, other electrical ornaments near it, that if they're plugged into the same location, it could could cause a little bit of a overload and could heat up the box. I found this in one location that it wasn't evident at the receptacle, which is where the outlet is. It was evident in the breaker. It was warm to the touch, and the wiring was already starting to discolor. So that told me that the breaker for that outlet, which was the living room, was overloaded. So we're grateful for that, brought in an electrician, and rectified the problem. Smoke detectors are very important, not just around the holidays, all year long. I would have your listeners look at their smoke detectors to see if they're functioning. And if they pull them down and look in the back, and if it says that it's ionization, they should actually improve it with the newer ones. It's called photoelectric. Have them in each bedroom, hallways. Carbon monoxides are another one. And when you speak of appraisers, when the appraisers do come through on their checklist, those are the things they're looking for.
So that was really good to know that new homes are also having some flaws.
I found a few deficiencies.
So you need a certified inspector at each and every property you're considering. So listeners, you're listening to the Real Estate Corner with Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte, and we have a certified inspector, Felix, with us, who gave us all the important information about the carbon monoxide detectors and the smoke detectors and the lighting. Especially at this holiday time, that was really useful, Felix. Thank you so much for that.
On that note, I'm really going to say that even when you are buying these new homes, people feel that they can walk in and buy a new home.
Yeah, I was in that impression.
They don't need any real estate professional.
Exactly.
And, you know, a big mistake, but, you know, you just cannot tell them what to do.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely urge that when you're even looking at new construction, you're looking at a new home, just take a real estate professional with you, and they will make sure that they will walk with you all the way till you get the keys. And they will make sure that, like you know, you just said, they'll make sure that, you know, the things are inspected, and, you know, I have seen this so many times, there's so many problems. I have to agree with you, 100%. There are so many problems. And it's not because of the contractors only, it's because of the subcontractors and their, you know, the labor force and stuff. So thank you so much for that wonderful information.
Absolutely. And again, my name is Felix Pena with Home Savvy Inspections. I'm local here in Fremont. I can be reached at 510-573-0367 for all your inspection needs.
So you heard it, and so abhi tak hamare paas the do experts, which is the real estate broker and the expert mortgage broker. So I think the flowchart is you go to a mortgage expert, you get your pre-approval done, then you find a very good real estate broker, and then you go for home inspection. So listeners, we have our expert mortgage broker, George Duarte. You can call him at 510-377-9059 or visit his website for more information, which is by the name georgeduarte.com. And then comes the real estate broker. So for that, you can go to Jeevan Zuchi. The number to call is 510-589-3702. Or you can visit his website, jeevanzuchi.com, Zuchi with a Z in it. And then comes the home inspection. So for that, you can visit the Home Savvy Inspection, and you'll find Felix over there, who's very, very experienced and a certified inspector. The number to call him is 510-393-6462. So that is a total package, guys. You don't have to look anywhere else.
And on this note, that pre-approval and pre-qualification.
Yes.
It's very important to have a pre-approval letter.
Exactly.
You know, I met some people yesterday who were looking for a home, and he said, oh no, we're fine, we have a pre-qualification letter. I said,
it doesn't work like that.
It does not work like
exactly
that at all.
You have
it
to have,
it gives us a little idea, but it does not give any idea, because you have to call, you know, you have to call George.
And I've heard that it changes, like it has to be 6 months. That's the window, guys?
That's right. I'm so glad that you said that, because there is a difference between a pre-qualification letter and a pre-approval letter. Pre-qualification simply means that you may have spoken to someone who does financing, either at a bank, and they'll give you a letter. Yeah, that sounds good. But they typically have not checked the credit, and they have not checked the other important features of income and debts and other things. A pre-approval means that you've actually gone in and met with a mortgage broker, mm-hmm. made a loan application, and gotten a formal pre-approval, just subject to actually having a property mm-hmm. and a preliminary title report. So you've gotten the financing step out of the way. Professional realtors will insist upon a pre-approval because it makes it a lot easier to have a transaction. This way, it eliminates a whole lot of gotchas, things that can come up out of the blue with a pre-approval that might not have been found out about or learned in the pre-qualification process.
And also the sellers, mm-hmm. I mean, they will not accept. We make an offer,
right.
And they say, what is the pre-approval?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, you know, he's qualified and, you know, she's qualified.
Yeah. Never get an offer accepted that way.
No.
So that is my education, which I have pulled out from this show.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You have to have a pre-approval. Then you have to find a good real estate broker who can help you find a good property. And as we have discussed today, that even the new properties have some glitches. So you have to have an expert by your side.
Absolutely.
Yes. And it's always tempting to cut corners and not have an inspection. That is a bad idea.
It's a very bad idea.
Definitely spend a few dollars, have a professional certified inspector review all of the features of the home. Right, Felix? So this way you know what you're getting into.
Well, and that goes back to the same adage. I had my daughter who lives out of state, and she said, well, Dad, you know, it's a pretty fairly new home. And of course, she got, you know, my third act. Why get a home inspector? You know, it goes back to when you buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring your dad or you bring your uncle who knows about
somebody
a car,
who knows, yes.
You kick the tires, you drive it around the block, say it's a great car.
Mm-hmm.
A month or two later, you get an oil leak, you get something going on. Mm-hmm. You didn't take it to your mechanic, did you, when you bought the car?
Right.
Same thing with a home inspector. You know, you can look at a home. It looks beautiful from the inside. It's done a great deal of remodeling. But the one thing that I always ask, who did you bring in and were permits pulled?
Mm-hmm.
And those are big questions that are unknown. And with that, that's when I have to pay a little bit more attention, because there was a great deal of work done, including electrical or maybe gas being moved, the gas line being moved. And we have to follow certain rules when it comes to safety. So I hope everybody pays attention that when purchasing or selling a home, it doesn't hurt to have a home inspector.
Definitely. We are almost at the end of our show. Would you like to wrap up
always,
the show?
Always finishes so quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Discussions are so interesting. We don't even realize it's almost 11.
It's really beautiful because there's so much information. And George is, you know, he's one of the best mortgage brokers, not because he's my friend or because I know him.
Even because he's your friend.
But
that's an added thing.
No, really. I mean it. He's a leader. You know, he has so many positions which are, you know, extremely, extremely important positions which he's holding other than, you know, the business itself. Because it's always the reliability, you know, the accountability and dependability. Those are the things which are very important. So you have to deal with people who can be able to help.
Okay, so with that, we end our show. And listeners, we will see you on next Wednesday with the Real Estate Corner, Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte. The number to call them for Jeevan Zuchi, the number is 510-589-3702. And for George Duarte, you can call 510-377-9059. Or you can simply visit their websites, which is by their name, jeevanzuchi.com and georgeduarte.com. So we'll see you next Wednesday. Till then, sunte rahiye Radio Zindagi. Aur khud se kehte rahiye.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah, and definitely happy holidays.
Enjoy yourselves.
Be safe out there.